produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers, and welcome to the Faith Walker broadcast. My name is Iona, I'm your host, and I'm delighted you are here with me today. Doing something a little different today, and so I want to pose a question to you. The question of today is, what's going on? What is going on? Just look around. We have the war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, uprising in Sudan, political upheaval, increasing racial tensions, mass shootings. Need I say more? Just look at what is going on. You might ask, Iona, how do I maintain my faith when faced with the realities of this world? Well, when asking the Lord what he wanted me to share with you today, he placed a melody of music in my spirit. So today, I want to encourage you through song, of which I don't own the rights, but I do want to share. So sit back and relax, put your feet up, and open yourself up to the power of God through music. And until next time, keep walking. Peace.
Mother, mother, far too many of you crying. I need to say this. Brother, my brother, far too many of you dying. You know we gotta find a way to bring some love in.
going on? If you got the answer, share it. Can you tell me, please? Say it. The question is, tap your neighbor and say, somebody. Of our sons and daughters, somebody tell me. Let's help the baby. We owe them safety. You know, we owe them safety. Man, it's such a pity. It costs way too much living for the city. What the world needs now.
Some of my closest friends are acting real funny now. I've been praying without ceasing, been giving God my best. Lately it's been nothing but a whole lot of bad news. But just when I was about to give up, throw in the towel, that's when the Spirit man rose up inside of me and said, all is well.
All is well.
Oh, I don't know how hands and say, I'm happy now. Hallelujah. Put a smile on your face. Just know that no weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. Lift your hands and say, all is well.
You know, there is no time, no step where God is absent. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.
Possible. Well, yeah, see,
You're a child of the King, and only God's plan for salvation will work. My Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the end. And everybody, I wanna talk about the feeling. Oh, I've got to talk about believing. Oh, I wanna talk about receiving.
Walking.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done. That teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun. That doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind. A scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Hello and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K. And I am so grateful that you have tuned in with me. I'm so honored to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will inspire you, encourage you, and empower you along your journey. Today, I want to talk to you about being beautiful. That is B-Y-O-U-T-F-U-L, beautiful. In our current society, people find it easier to be a carbon copy of someone else. The media, entertainment industry, and social media creates and puts our images that many try to emulate, be it a certain weight, a certain type of clothing, hairstyle, or even creative outlets. Yes, there are things that may inspire you, but take the inspiration and be you. There's nothing more beautiful than you being exactly who God created you to be. You are unique, and the best thing about your uniqueness is that there's only one you in the world. So why not celebrate it and embrace all of who you are? I have a friend who recently opened up to me and told me that she was a transgender woman. The thing that I love about this story is that I've gotten to see her as she was performing, and she was so free. See, I knew and met her before she transitioned publicly, and I've seen many performances, but none like this recent one. This performance was different because I saw and could feel how liberated she felt to be authentically who she was. It inspired me so much that I was in tears. I mean, I was in tears because she felt free to express herself. She felt free to finally be good in her own skin. She felt free to dress in all of her femininity. And most importantly, she felt free to step out of her comfort zone to do unfamiliar things. I felt the freedom. I felt the freedom so deeply that it encouraged and reminded me to always be true to me and be authentically who God created me to be. Ever since she decided to be true to herself and publicly embrace who she was, so many doors have opened up for her. So I say to you, who are you? Now, some of you may not identify with being transgender or gay. However, you may adapt your personality around certain people or conform who you are under peer pressure. For others, with your spouse or your partner, you're one way, but in front of other people, you're a totally different way. Then there are some that in front of their family or at their job or school, you may present yourself one way or indulge in certain activities when you know that you're not being true to you and who you are. Then we have those in the world who do not have a problem with being different, unique, and standing out. So for them, this task may come easy. But for those of us who have difficulty in this area, I challenge you. I challenge you to really think about who you are. I challenge you to think, are you changing around other people to fit in? Are you changing who you are so that people can accept you? Are you changing who you are because you don't feel comfortable in your own skin? I challenge you to really think about the you that you are presenting to the world. If you change in the presence of others, then ask yourself, why? What are you afraid of? What's stopping you from being authentically who you are? Actually, stop. Think about these questions and write the answers down. Then I challenge you to take one step towards being your true self. What does that look like? That step for some might be in how you dress. That step for others may be not indulging in certain activities or behavior, not conforming to peer pressure, being a leader and not a follower, or simply showing kindness when others choose to do otherwise. I want to shed some light and let you know that there's no greater joy than being you. You can and will lose yourself by trying to be someone else. Matter of fact, let me just make it even, break it down even more. You can and will lose yourself in your marriage. You can and will lose yourself by being a parent. You can and will lose yourself as you matriculate through your career. You can and will lose yourself if you're a part of a organization. You can and will lose yourself if you're not intentional about who you are and finding out who you are and standing in that truth. You can and will lose yourself in ministry. You can and will lose yourself as you're trying to evolve and change. You can and will lose yourself if you absolutely have no clue to who you are. You can and will lose yourself if you're constantly trying to be something that you're not. If you're constantly trying to prove and be something that you're not to others. I'm really trying to break it down for you in all of the ways that we can and we will lose ourselves. Let me step into a personal space. You can and will lose yourself if you're a people pleaser. You're trying to please other people. You're trying to be there for other people. So much so that you forget about your needs. So much so that you forget about you're doing too much. As I always say, team too much. You can and will lose yourself if you are not intentional about who you are and making sure that who you are stays in the forefront every day, all day. Be who you are. You can and will lose yourself by trying to be someone else. If your friends and loved ones or others can't accept you for who you are, then you may want to evaluate your friends, your circle. You can be friendly and kind to everyone, but certain people should make your friend list. Everybody is not your friend. We have to learn to put people in the categories that they belong. Some people are just your girlfriends or your homies. Some people are just, you know, a ministry circle. Some people are just your work friends. Some people are just family, right? There are a lot of times we call everybody friends or my boys or my girls, and they don't deserve that title. They don't deserve to be in that space, but we allow that to happen. And I say this because I've done it. I've had to evaluate my who I call friends. And I had to realize that some people that I called friends were not really my friends. Some people that I had in my friend circle did not deserve to be in my friend circle. I learned that even some family that I considered close really didn't belong in that area of closeness in my close circle. So I've had to reevaluate myself as well and my circle, my surroundings, my friend list. Because everybody cannot make that friend list. Some people are just your associates. Some people you can just, they don't have a title. You can be cordial to them, but that's it. They may not even deserve a title in your space. And that is okay. Because those who are real friends and loved ones will accept you for who you are. And love you unconditionally. Let me repeat that again because I think somebody else needs to hear it. Those who are real friends and true loved ones will accept you for who you are and love you unconditionally. They won't try to change you. Now, I'm not saying in that last statement that I just said, I'm not saying that there are not things that we do not need to improve about ourselves to make us be, help us to become better individuals, to help us to be better in society, or to help us in how we interact with people, right? But when somebody meets you, they shouldn't already be trying to change you, who you are. If they are attracted to you and the person that you are, then they should accept you for exactly who you are and what you bring to the table. Yes, they can tell you some areas that, you know, after being around you maybe for some time, they can tell you some areas of, no, that ain't right. Look, you did that wrong. Or you may want to think about that. But if they are real friends and true loved ones, they will accept you for who you are and love you unconditionally. So I encourage you to embrace who you are, love who you are, and always work to become a better you. Tell yourself every day, I love me. Let's try it right now. Say, I love me. Tell yourself every day, I love who I was created to be. Let's try it right now. I love who I was created to be. Tell yourself, no one can be or do me better than me. Let's try it right now. No one can do me or be me better than me. Tell yourself, I am unique. Let's say that together. I am unique. Tell yourself, I am a jewel. I am a jewel. I will shine and shine brightly everywhere I go. I will shine and shine brightly everywhere I go. I am God's masterpiece. I am God's masterpiece. Affirm yourself daily. Because, as I stated a little early in one of the affirmations, no one can do or be you better than you. Yes, we all have, some of us, we have some of the same talents. But still, in that same talent, no one can do that like me. I'll make it plain, even more plain. If I sing, there's only one me, so no one can sing like I can sing. They may be close, they may be better, but nobody can sing how I sing. If I play an instrument, nobody can play that instrument like me. They may be close, so they may be better, but nobody can do what I can do. Nobody can bring what I can bring to the table. There may be many speakers, but nobody can speak like me. There may be many preachers, but nobody can preach like me. There may be many sewers, but nobody can sew like me. There may be many cooks, but nobody can cook like me. Many drivers, but nobody can drive like me. There may be many leaders, but nobody can lead like me. There may be many trainers, fitness experts, but nobody can train or get people fit like me. Nobody can bring what I bring to the table. There may be many dancers, but nobody can dance like me. If you walk in the stores, you see that there are many breads, many companies that make breads. There are many companies that make various types of chips. But I guarantee you, everyone in this world has a favorite bread and a favorite chip. Because no matter what brand of chip that might be, no other brand can taste like my favorite brand of chips. There are many sour cream and onion chips, but nobody can No, there's that one brand. Nobody can come close to that one brand. That's my favorite. Same thing about if donuts or tires or cars. Whatever that favorite is for you. There are many brands, but no one can come close to that brand that is my favorite, that is your favorite. So I say to you, be you and be beautiful in all of the wonders and gloriousness that God or the creator or the universe created you to be. Stand out. Embrace and stand strong in who you are. Why? Because you are you. So I want you to continue to be great on purpose and be authentically who God has created you to be. So as you continue along this journey and as we've come to the end, you can continue on this Dab journal and follow me on Dab, that is Discover Activating Blaze podcast on Apple Podcasts as well as other networks or platforms. You can also connect with me and can follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Transformational Coach K. And on Twitter, I'm sorry, it's For Life Coach K. That is the number 4 Life Coach K. And on Facebook and Instagram, it's Transformational Coach K. You can also follow me on the Wisdom app. Continue to be great and be great on purpose. And until next time, be you. And I am Transformational Coach K.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.